12 not out. Delighted to be joined in the NVS Tech media tent with Salim Shahab, the Bangladesh A manager. Salim, great to have you alongside us here on the Lords.org website today. And you must have been absolutely delighted with how Rakibul played.
Well, thank you very much. I think Rakibul batted very sensibly. He carried the innings and he played till the end, till the 50th over he was there. So he just followed the instruction and he proved himself again that he can score runs.
At 27 for 3, Salim, with Nazimuddin, Iqbal and Saleh all gone. Were you a worried man?
I was confident with Saqibul Hasan and Rakibul. And both of them started the initial partnership. And then though Saqibul got out after scoring in his 30s and early 40s, but Rakibul carried the bat, so that has settled. That had made a decent total.
A wonderful innings from Rakibul. What struck us here in the commentary box, Salim, was the balance between some very powerful hitting, but also some very subtle play, pushing the singles, rotating the strike, as well as hitting the ball over the ropes.
If you see his innings, you will see that he scored his 100 hitting only 7 boundaries, right? So if a batsman, when he scores 7 boundaries, means only 28 runs he scored in boundaries, and rest are all 1s and 2s. So he was just rotating the innings, and then the runs were growing gradually. And he only hit a 6, and that after scoring his 100.
No, he certainly timed his innings nicely, Salim. What can you tell us about him as a batsman? What's his record before this tour?
He has been a consistent performer in our domestic cricket. He has scored a few hundreds there in the domestic as well. So he's proving himself repeatedly, and he's again proving in this ground as well.
Do you think he's a possible Bangladesh test player?
Of course. I firmly believe that he's a prospect for the country, and I hope that he can serve the country for a long time.
Now, we've had a lot of emails in, Salim, from people back home in Dhaka and some other exiled Bangladesh supporters. They're enjoying the coverage here today from the racecourse ground in Durham. And one of the recurring themes we've had, Salim, through on the email has been that people have been talking about the level of youth in the Bangladesh teams. And we've noted ourselves that the number of young players you've got here. Talk us through what the strategy is for Bangladesh cricket at the moment.
Well, as far as the strategy is concerned, the basic idea is to give exposure to as much as young players so that they can serve the country for a longer period of time. So based on that idea, this A tour has been organized, and accordingly, see, if you see that mostly we have played 3-day matches here. We have played 5 3-day matches, and we have drawn 4 3-day matches, and 1 3-day match against Derbyshire we won.
Yeah.
So the basic emphasis is that so that we can perform better in the test cricket. That's why we are playing more and more 3-day matches. And this is our second one day. As you know, that we have lost the match against Lancashire in the one day where we had a batting collapse there. They didn't score enough runs, I feel. If I had scored something around 250 against Lancashire, I think things would have been different.
Mm.
But today they have proved themselves that they can score 250 plus runs, and they have scored the runs. And I hope it will be a good match for Bangladesh.
Now, for players like Javed Omar, Mohammad Rafiq, Khalid Mahmood, who have been some of the mainstays of your national team, are they now on the back burner, really, when it comes to team selection, Salim? Or do those experienced players still have a part to play for Bangladesh at full international level?
Well, it all depends on performance. It's not that nobody is written off for good.
Right.
So anybody can come back based on his outstanding performance. If anybody can really perform outstanding, then there is always a scope and opportunities. And door is not closed for anybody.
When we looked at Adol De Lier on Wednesday, Salim, I was very, very impressed with Dollar Mahmood, who took 3 wickets bowling at a very brisk pace. And talking to a couple of the Lancashire batsmen in the bar afterwards, they were really impressed with him as well. Is he one of the most exciting talents in your game at the moment?
He is one of the new young bowlers. There are also another bowler, Rubel Hussain. I don't know whether you've watched him or not. I think you can watch him today. I hope he will deliver some goods because he bowled quite pretty well against Lancashire. And there's another bowler today who is playing, is Najmul Hussain, who took 5 wickets against Warwickshire in a 3-day game. So I hope these are the boys who can really give a good nucleus for Bangladesh test side.
Coming to England, Salim, in an English summer, in English conditions, must be a far cry from the situations on and the pitches that these players play on at home. What have the bowlers learnt about being successful in English conditions in the matches you've played so far?
What we had to adjust ourselves with these wickets. As you know, that in our subcontinent, wicket is pretty different. Wickets are pretty flat there, and here, you know, because of the wind and the weather, the ball always swings a bit. There's always movement, even with the old ball or with the new ball, whatever it is, there's always slight movement and deviation. So what I think that bowlers have learned to bowl a bit up. If you bowl a bit up, there's always a chance. And as far as the batsman is concerned, they're learning to play late, you know, because in our Indian subcontinent, in Bangladesh, India, or even in Pakistan, you will find that you can play on the right sort of stuff, you know. you can play shots on the rise, but here you have to wait for the ball, let the ball come to you, and then you play your shots.
So it's about playing a little bit later,
late,
Salim, playing
yes.
very late, for the
yes.
waiting for that deviation
true.
And movement.
True,
yeah.
true.
You're listening to Salim Shahad and Chris Malaband. It's lunch between Bangladesh A and the MCC at the Racecourse Ground in Durham. If you've got any questions for Salim, get them off to us quickly. I think there's a few emails coming through that my colleague Matt Walker's dealing with, so as soon as I get those questions, I'll be putting them to the Bangladesh A manager, Salim Shahad. And just while we wait for those questions, Salim, when we look down your batting order, when I was at Alter Liege on Wednesday, there was a lot of Bangladesh fans there, and a lot of them were very, very excited about Tamim Iqbal. Just how good a bat is he?
Tamim Iqbal has played a few one days and played two or three test matches. But the basic idea of this tour was so that he can really have more and more experience playing in English conditions. That's why he's here. And he has been a consistent performer. If you see his matches records against Leicester, he scored a 50. Against South Africa, he scored a 60-odd runs. Though he failed in one or two innings, which is part of the game. But he has also been a consistent performer. Even last match against Lancashire, he scored a 50.
I thought he played really well, because him and Mohammad Nazimuddin that day took you to 72 for one after 10 overs, were playing some positive strokes, being confident in playing the ball, and looked two very good players.
Basically, what happened, that especially if you go back to Lancashire match, we started well, but we didn't continue the tempo.
Sure.
If we had continued the tempo, we would have ended up scoring somewhere around 275 the way we did today. You know, so if we had scored about 275, then I think it would have been a different ball game for Bangladesh and Lancashire match. You know.
Right, Salim, we've got a few questions that have come in on the email.
Yes.
Musfiq Ahmed has written. Thanks, Musfiq, for your email. And he asks, Salim, how are you improving the domestic infrastructure in Bangladeshi cricket at the moment?
Well, as far as domestic infrastructure is there, we have got our own systems, what we are prevailing at the moment. I'm sure there will be more and more emphasis on having better wickets and better facilities in course of time. We are working on it, and Cricket Board is looking after all those issues. I'm sure it will be developed with course of time.
Is the funding available from the ICC or any governing bodies to help you in that?
There is some support from ICC, what we get for game development. And sometimes if there is scarcity, we look for sponsorship and we try to cover up from sponsorship.
And the main ground now in Bangladesh, is that at Dhaka?
Yeah, main ground is Dhaka, but we have got divisional grounds in most of the divisions. We have got stadium there, which was not there a few years back. So things are getting better, I'd rather say.
Excellent. And the other question from Musfiq, which we might have covered in some of my earlier questions, Salim, is Musfiq was wondering who you think the future stars are of Bangladeshi cricket.
Well, I think you should give some time, because rather calling them stars right now, let them prove themselves and be a star. Because rather when we applaud somebody, he tends to fade away.
So, sure.
So no point praising in advance. Rather, let them prove themselves and let the whole world see that they are a star.
So let performances speak for themselves, really, rather than
praising ahead for, you know, and then you suddenly see that something wrong, some injury has occurred to him or something else has happened and he's nowhere there. So let them perform and let them become star in course of time.
Okay, we've had another email in from Sally Udin. Hello, Sally. You've been very regularly corresponding with us this morning. It's great to have you listening in. And the first question from Sally is, are you the same Salim Shahad who used to coach at the University of Dhaka?
I'm that same Salim Shahad who used to play for Dhaka University and Bangladesh team, not coach. I was not a coach, but I was a player myself.
And you played for Bangladesh Test cricket, didn't you?
No, not before Test match.
Okay.
But before we had Test match status before that.
Right. And Sally was wondering, what is the future of Test cricket in Bangladesh, Salim? And do you think Bangladesh will win a Test match in the near future?
We have beaten Zimbabwe once, and we had few close Test matches. If you remember, one Test match in 2003 against Pakistan in Multan, we were about to win and we lost the test match by one wicket, and that's too because of outstanding batting of Mr. Enzamam, who scored 138 not out. Otherwise we would have won that test match against Pakistan, and there were few close test matches. So it's not far away that we won't be winning test matches. We have beaten once, and if you see the statistics and records, if you see that India took more than 25-30 years to win a test match, if you see the records of New Zealand, they took 40 odd years to win a test match. So if we consider from all the angles, that see, 10 years back, we never had under 13, under 15 teams, but now we have got under 13, under 15, under 17, under 19 cricket teams. And those teams are coming up. Those boys are playing. So these boys are the product of the under 19, under 17, under 16, under 15 groups. All these boys have played from the age group cricket. So once now we have got a grassroots structure where it's a breeding house for the players, which was not there 10 years before. So things are moving. The ball is rolling. So if you give some time, I'm sure we are going to prove that we are a capable side. If you see our one-day records, you will see that we make few upsets. We have beaten Australia in one day. We have beaten South Africa.
I remember that famously.
Right. So it won't be far away that we don't win test matches. There will be time when we will be winning test matches because the effort is there. So it's just a matter of time that how we cope up with the situation and how we prove ourselves in the right time, in the right moment.
And that can only come through experience, can't it, Salim, of players coping in different situations, different climates, different pitches, different match situations. And that can only come through playing. It can't come through a textbook or through just training.
True. It's just you have to give time. You know, it's just, I want to add one word, you know. It takes time for sugar to melt in water. So you give that time. You know?
That's a lovely analogy, Salim, a lovely analogy. And we've had an email in from Tariq Islam, who's listening in Nagoya, Japan. Hello, Tariq. Thank you for tuning in to us from Northeast England. And Tariq asks, Salim, this is the A-team, and how do you justify having so many first-teamers in the side? Is that holding back up-and-coming players?
No. What the basic idea is that the guys who are not yet established in the national team, they have come here. The established players like Ashraful, Mashrafi, they have already established themselves at the highest level. They are not here. Mm-hmm. Aftab and some other guys, even Rajiv and other players who has been a regular player for the national side, they are not there. The guys who has played 2-3 matches again dropped. Guys who played 5 matches again dropped. Those type of guys who has never played. So today the captain is Naeem Islam. Mm-hmm. He has never played for Bangladesh. So the captain has never played for Bangladesh, and there are a lot of other fellows who have never played for Bangladesh. And there are a lot of guys who have played 1 or 2 matches or maybe 5 or 10 matches, but they couldn't establish their position.
So lacked consistency at full
test level. Yes. Yeah. They lack consistency. So the basic idea of this tour is to give these young boys, and not that they have crossed the age of 30, that they won't be serving the country. They're all in their early 20s or somewhere in, or 20, 21, in the early age. So if they can prove themselves, establish themselves, maybe they can serve the country for 10 years.
Just a question on Syed Razal. I know he's part of the touring party here in England, but I think he's picked up an injury, Salim. What's the news on Syed?
Syed Razal. He has got an injury which the doctors and the physio told that you have to give them a rest for at least 3 weeks. So he's supporting the scorers, as you've seen, that he's helping out the scorers at the moment as we are leaving the country after 3 days. So it won't be wise to send him back rather than go with the team, so that as he has been part of the team. So he will be travelling with us back on 4th of August and we will be back in Dhaka.
So you mentioned 4th of August, the return to Dhaka. Is this then the last match of your tour?
Yes, Durham will be. We will be playing our last match against Durham on 3rd.
Right.
On 30.
Against the Durham County side.
Right, yes.
Well, that will be quite a test, Salim, at the end of the tour, won't it? Because obviously many famous players playing for Durham, it depends who they pick, obviously, in the side that day, but the likes of Dale Benkenstein, Steve Harmison could be a real test for you.
Yeah, we like to play with the best, you know, so that we get the right exposure and prove ourselves in course of time.
And if you've got one message, Salim, for all the Bangladeshi listeners tuned into the internet now, one message from the Bangladesh Cricket Board about the future of cricket in your country, what would be your message to the fans?
Well, don't worry. Don't expect too much overnight. Give time. And give time for sugar to melt in water.
Lovely. Salim, thank you very much for joining us today. Salim Shahad, the Bangladesh team manager. We'll let you pop off and get yourself some lunch with the players now.
Thank you very much.
Absolute pleasure to have you with us on the Lords.org website.